in which he tried to explain, and it took him about 15 minutes to do, why he tested positive, the explanation wasn't really very good. It was rambling, and it was not a good one. But I guess my question is, now he's come out with another blog, and he tries to walk back some stuff and you know, kind of smooth out some stuff. You've had a chance to watch a good portion of this thing. I mean, the thing goes on for like 3 hours. But you watched a bunch of it with Aaron Rodgers talking about this. How did the message change this time around?
Yeah, apparently he has a regular Tuesday slot on the Pat McAfee show, and he's been doing this for 2 years now. So the guys are friends. They're always friendly to each other, and it's just like you have regular guests. So the rapport is there. So he gives him the opportunity to come on his show and basically make nice with the people. He was very apologetic today. Maybe I shouldn't say very. He was apologetic. Okay, so he basically said that he knows that this is a serious disease, and some people have different reactions to it. He's doing well, and he's got a little sniffle in his voice, but he seems to be back up to maybe 85 or 90% of his regular self, and he's looking forward to get back to it. But he doesn't seem to have any regrets of not taking the vaccine, but in essence, he feels bad about so-called misleading people in his status.
Well, that was the deal when it was immunized versus vaccinated, and there is a difference.
That's true, yeah. But then you look at players like Nick Chubb, who just ate up the Bengals' defense, 137 yards rushing for the Cleveland Browns this past weekend, and lo and behold, he has been vaccinated, and he's got COVID-19, and he's not available for the Browns' next game.
No.
So I mean, only the Bengals would be victim of something like that.
Oh, a long-suffering Bengals fan. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
I understand that. Gentleman Jim Dallas, the good, the bad, and the ugly. He's amazing. Stay where you are. More to do. Don't forget, coming up, top of the hour, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. And don't forget, at 3 o'clock, you got to be listening for Wayne Allen Root, because there's so much going on. Kayleigh McEnany has been subpoenaed by the January 6th Commission. Stephen Miller, he's been on our show before. Kayleigh's been on our show before. He has been subpoenaed as well. This is getting crazier and crazier, and I know Wayne Allen Root's going to have something to say about it. That'll be coming up just after 3 o'clock right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At 1:30, as we check out our traffic conditions on area freeways right now, there's a crash on Interstate 15 southbound. That's after Sahara. The right lanes are blocked in that incident. Also, look for some congestion there. 15 southbound at Oakey, 15 north at Tropicana. There's still some right shoulder activity there on the Beltway, 215 eastbound, before the 15 interchange. Multiple vehicles there on that right shoulder as you try to merge off of the freeway over to Las Vegas Boulevard. Reduced speeds through the Spaghetti Bowl as well, 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern, There's only two lanes available through that construction zone, so do expect delays.
The famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. NBA last night, the Suns beat the Kings 109-104. Cameron Payne led the scoring with 24 points. Devin Booker with 18. Phoenix 6-3 with the win. Back at it tomorrow night at home against the Blazers. NHL tonight, the Golden Knights are home against Seattle. Tomorrow night, the Coyotes host the Wild. Looking ahead to this weekend's NFL action, Sunday, the Raiders host the Chiefs. The Cardinals home against Carolina. The college basketball season's getting underway. Tonight, 7:30 tip-off in Tucson as Arizona plays host to Northern Arizona. 4 o'clock today, Arizona State battles Portland. The matchup in Tempe. 7 o'clock tonight in Reno, Nevada, tangles with Eastern Washington. UNLV basketball gets underway at the Thomas and Mack Center in Vegas on Wednesday night against Gardner-Webb. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop.
Gingerbread on the side.
He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The latest news is shocking. In Washington, the CDC has finally admitted that people who have received the COVID-19 vaccinations are now COVID spreaders. This is crazy. They know it doesn't protect us, and their data proves the vaccines have already killed 12,000 Americans. This means that Comrade Biden, Wuhan researcher Fauci, and Commissar Sisolak are the reckless con artists boldly using Soviet-style disinformation tactics. Listen, I know COVID is serious, but now's the time to speak out, because Commissar Sisolak doesn't like refuseniks. Today, the mask is back. Tomorrow, he'll be forcing vaccinations on you, your children, even your grandchildren, unless we stop him. I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. I will fight for the freedoms of all Nevadans. Join me at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
We are just an hour and a half from Wayne Allen Root. Yeah. Unfiltered and raw. Oh my! I can't wait till he unveils the latest list of January 6th committee subpoenaed people. Stephen Miller, Kayleigh McEnany, just to name a few. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Believe it or not, we'll be joined top of the hour by Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. This hit me like a ton of bricks last night. I'm watching Fox News late last night, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Candace Owens, she's spoken here in Vegas many times, and a really nice person. Candace Owens was on Fox, and this is cut one. But I want you to hear this. I want you to see if you agree with Candace Owens that what they're trying to do. Those on the left, AOC, the squad, etc., they're trying to turn us into a communist country. They're trying to spread communism, not capitalism. This was Candace Owens last night on Fox.
That's exactly correct, and this is an especially sensitive topic for me today because I spent the earlier part of the day speaking to a North Korean defector, and I was actually horrified hearing her speak about what she lived through while she was in North Korea and understanding that, you know, what they're really trying to do right here in America is build exactly that model where the state controls and owns and operates everything. You will have nothing and you will be happy because you have served some higher purpose, some higher government, some higher idea, which you're talking about, these ideologues, some higher idea, green new energy. You did it for your planet. You need to have nothing. You need to shut down these pipelines. You're not going to be able to afford to fill up gas, but look at you. You should be proud because now this is a part of the Green New Plan. And by the way, if you want anything, you got to worship government. This is the whole reason why when you talk about what is the thing that connects these attack of the education system, why are they dumbing down kids? Why are they being so horrible about families? Why do they want children turning to government and not to their parents for answers? Well, one thing that ties this all is that they don't want there to be anything but the state in your individual lives. In fact, one of the things that this North Korean defector told me was that there was no concept of love, right? She said, we don't have words like stress. We don't have words like social justice in Korean. She's like, there's no concept of this in the state because they don't want you to even think about that because you're supposed to know that this is how things are supposed to be. Every movie that they're allowed to watch in North Korea, and this really terrified me, the only concept of anybody dying is for the state. The highest honor is for the state. We're seeing right now, and people thought this was a radical concept years ago. This is a Republican talking point. It's not. We are seeing America being radically transformed into a communist country. That is what is happening right now. People need to wake up to this, Tucker. I cannot say it enough because it's happening quickly. How have they done it? They needed an existential crisis. Well, COVID-19 is their never-ending existential crisis. This is why we have to take everything that you own. This is why we have to shut down your businesses. This is why you can't earn a living while we take trillions for ourselves because we're here to help. No, we're not. We're here to take over every aspect of your lives and welcome you to a socialist reverie.
Yeah, there you have it. Candace Owens, just smart as a whip, and I love listening to her. She's doing a lot of blog stuff, and she's incredible. She really honestly is. This all to me goes back to Hillary Clinton, and it takes a village to raise a child, and this whole nonsense about how the government is the only thing that can save you. They've been telling that to the African-American community for, what, four decades, five decades? That the only thing that will save you is government. Your right to vote. Your right to exist. It's all dependent upon the government. And that's what we have. I'm going to open up our phone lines to you and see if you agree with Candace Owens. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844. 263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, tell Gentleman Jim you're a first-time caller. We'll give you some extra love. We'll also move you up in order. And this is something that I never thought in my adult life that this would be able to happen. But now I can see it. It's right in front of my face. That is a scary, scary proposition. What Candace Owens just said is spot on. We're going to see if you agree with that. That we are on the verge of becoming a communist country, a communist society. And it begins with the... In fact, it actually began recently with the bipartisan infrastructure bill. But it's continuing on with the Green New Deal... The human infrastructure bill that supposedly they'll take up on November 15th. I'm just going to tell you, it's getting serious, and we're going to have to take control of our country and take it back and send people like AOC packing. We're just going to have to do it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna
take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Anymore.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business. It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day to day, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning at 11, I was there this past Sunday. Had a great time. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. I find it interesting that more and more we're talking about the courts having to
essentially dictate to the Biden administration what they can and cannot do. Right now, what they're doing is unconstitutional. I'm talking about the Biden mandates, the vaccine mandates. And it really is sad that it comes down to this. Alan Dershowitz was on Newsmax last night. And one of the things that he talked about was the courts. And he said that his reading of the Constitution and all thinks that the courts may rule against the Biden mandates. Listen to this.
I'll read the statement from the Fifth Circuit here. They were saying that the petitions give cause to believe there are grave statutory and constitutional issues with the mandate. Essentially going on here. So that was the Fifth Circuit's response. Alan Dershowitz, I'll let you have the first floor here. Your take on this delay.
Well, I think there are serious constitutional and statutory issues, but particularly as to the right of the president, as distinguished from Congress, to impose a mandate of this kind. Generally, the mandates that have been upheld have been legislative mandates. For example, the case back in 1905, Jacobson, involved the Massachusetts legislature and then the Cambridge City Council. Mandating vaccines against smallpox. I don't know of any case where so serious a mandate has been imposed only by the president under a vague OSHA statute. I do think that if a proper case came before the Supreme Court, a case where the legislature approved it, where it was signed into law, where there was a real emergency, and where the compelling case of scientific efficacy has been made, the Supreme Court might very well uphold mandates with exemptions, exemptions for medical and perhaps for religious reasons. But this is a shortcut, and that is having the president do it alone. And I think the courts may say no. This is too serious a mandate to be done without legislative authority.
Well, that's Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax last night. By the way, I've been watching more and more Newsmax just in the last 6-8 weeks. And the product is not bad. I mean, they don't have the star power that Fox does. But I will tell you, it's good stuff. And they've got a lot of newsmakers on there. And their analysts are pretty cool. I find it very entertaining. And will I stop watching Fox? No, I won't stop watching Fox. I love Sean Hannity. I like Tucker Carlson. But I don't know. I don't know that I will give up on Fox, but I do watch a good deal of Newsmax just over the course of an afternoon or an evening. Okay. You know, we've been telling you all afternoon that the president of the United States is going to be hitting the road. He's going to begin in Baltimore, Maryland, selling the bipartisan infrastructure bill. But there's a problem with the bipartisan infrastructure bill that 13 Republicans signed on to in the House. And that's unforgivable. And these people should be primaried. I understand you want roads and bridges for your district, but why not simply do roads and bridges for your district? A bill that says, I'm going to build a bridge, a highway. I mean, it's just it. Why not be honest about it? Because Pete Sessions, congressman from Texas, was on Newsmax last night, and he said that this infrastructure bill, the Biden infrastructure bill, not the human infrastructure, that isn't $1.75 trillion; it's actually $4 trillion. But that this other bill, the bill that was voted on late last week, that this bill has hidden tax increases. We always talk about it, but it's true. This was Pete Sessions last night. This is cut number 4 last night on Newsmax.
Well, obviously, to the American people, this is a tug of war between Republicans and Democrats' philosophies about taxing and spending versus philosophies about trying to employ as many people we can, keep jobs in America, and move this country forward in a different way. Our friends, the Democrats, view this as trying to make sure that they will add 42 new taxes They may or may not be seen exactly by the consumer because they'll be embedded within the philosophy. For instance, the tax that will be on natural gas, which means it will be a tax on natural gas providers, and then the consumer will simply see the prices rise. So this is going to be one that will be seen and will be felt and will embed into the economy the inflation that we have seen.
Yeah, you know, I tweeted out this morning when I saw this on the horizon for the vote, which was, you know, I was on the train ride in here early for my morning show, and I said government is too big. 100 years ago, government was 4% of GDP. Now it's over 40% of GDP. And at some point, there has to be a breaking time where it says it's too big, it's gotten too much, and it is taking up the bulk of our economic dollars. How do you convince these people, like, hey, guys, I realize, like, certain things need to be fixed. Maybe let's do individual bills to, I don't know, fix the George Washington Bridge, but let's just not give, what is it, $100 billion to bridge building, because you know where that goes, right?
Well, in fact, that's a hard thing to do. That's based upon the majority at the time. But the bottom line is this infrastructure bill, now the Democrats have made sure that they've included huge amounts of money to rebuild public housing in there. And the facts of the case are our infrastructure bill has always been exactly as we talked about. We put housing with housing. We put roads, bridges, infrastructure that were for ports. We put that off in its own area. And now what they've done is mix them all together for a great big package. And that's part of what you get in the majority. You get that opportunity to go sell whatever you can pass.
Right.
And that is what the Democrats have done.
Pete Sessions, congressman from Texas, a member of the legislative branch of government. What's happening is that the Democrats are simply running unchecked. And 13 Republicans helped them do it. That's what's so incredible. I'm sure Wayne Allen Root will have something to say about that coming up. 3:05 for Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. That's coming up, and I'm so excited. We're into week two of this this grand experiment. It's so much fun. It's so much fun to be a part of it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 AM KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive. Every single month, you get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt, and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration.